movie nerd. Can you dig it? In movie nerds we trust. What do you put your trust in? Your currency, gold, or the knowledge? The people are coming at you right now. Movie nerds that think they know one thing more than you do. Just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing that you do that makes them a nerd. Oh, sweet and sour.
Welcome to In Movie Nerds We Trust, the movie recommendation podcast for nights when you're not quite sure what to watch. I'm your host, Christopher James, and of course you guys know I'm a comedian, but I'm also a fan of comedy. So wherever you're at locally, be sure to check out your local comedy venues. Now, if you are in Salt Lake City, Utah, September 15th at downtown Salt Lake Wise Guys, Nick Guerrero is going to be there. Also, Michael Yo is going to be there at the downtown location September 16th through the 17th. So, guys, I'm actually really excited for this episode. It is our Salt Lake Comic Con recap episode. And holy shit, a lot happened at this year's Comic Con. What can I say? It was a lot of fun. I went there with, of course, past guest Tim Drake and past guest Jesse Prince Knight, and it was a lot of fun. Basically, first day, little hectic. We get there really early. Going for the press conference. Press conference was really great. You have, you know, Lou Ferrigno getting sworn into a local police academy, which was awesome, I thought. You know, the Hulk. We got the Hulk on our police squad now. You know, what fucking state can say that? Also, I mean, just in general, the press conference was pretty sweet, too. You've got a lot of events going on being announced. It was in the Vivint Center, of course, where the Utah Jazz play. So they actually had it set there because Mark Hamill, of course you guys know from Star Wars, he's Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker was there, and they had that basically packed for his panel as well as William Shatner's panel. But funny thing is, after me and Tim Drake went to the press conference, they actually had a press room where some of the celebrities were to kind of interview a little bit after the press conference. That's a great thing of, you know, being a part of press at Comic-Con. You get to go interview some of the celebrities, you know, after the press conference. So me and Tim Drake walked in, and we walked by someone, like, with their head down on the table, and, of course, it was Mark Hamill taking a nap, and he kind of woke up, you know, kind of stumbled out of the room to go do his panel, which me and Tim joked about, of course, never wake a sleeping Jedi. Because I feel like we actually kind of woke him up. And then, of course, this is how professional this fucking guy is. He goes up from just waking up with apparently a nap and just fucking kills it at his panel. He was on. And it was really great. We actually got a couple of interviews, which you guys will listen to in a bit. Now, just a little prelude to those interviews. I fanboyed a little bit on these. Of course I do. I can't help it sometimes. I fanboy. You know, these two people, not only one is a big part of my childhood, the other is a big part of my, like, teens / you know, early adult life. So we'll get into that a little bit. But speaking of somebody who's a big hero of mine, Robert Englund was there. And I couldn't sleep the night before. I'm a huge Freddy Krueger fan. We get there. He just came in. He seemed a little jet-lagged, didn't seem super happy. But, you know, chit-chatted with him. Had a great time, told him about the live episode that I did last year, you know, where we did a Freddy 2, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, did the Mark Paxson dance, so he laughed at that. So now I have a nice, you know, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger signed photo on the autograph wall, which was great, and, you know, it was pretty, that experience was pretty awesome, not gonna lie. I was really excited. I went to his booth, me and Tim went to his booth, as soon as he was scheduled. I was like 10th in line. I was that excited to meet him. And then, of course, you know, we walked around. There was some really cool Doctor Who stuff, you know, like the sonic screwdrivers, the coats from all the series. There was a Nightmare on 13th set up there. Giant, there's a local Salt Lake City Ghostbusters, so they had a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Took some pictures on the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones, which, you know, Here's where I lose listeners. I've never watched Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. I'm a movie guy. I like movies. Granted, there's some TV shows I watch. still sat on the throne, took a picture. It's fucking cool. So, you know, we walked around, we got some pictures, we went to, you know, a bunch of booths, checked out some stuff, checked out a lot of really cool, awesome setup stuff. There was a really great zombie set up there on the first day. Saw some great costumes. I gotta say, first day, one of my favorites was these two people dressed up like Terrence and Phillip from South Park. And also Howard the Duck, like a really awesome Howard the Duck costume. So we also got, all three of us got a picture with Danny Trejo on day two, which was pretty sweet. And he was the nicest guy. You know, he had all three of us come in there. He chit-chatted with us a little bit. You know, we were going to be in L.A. The following day. So on Saturday, you know, he told us to stop by Trejo's Tacos. And, you know, day two was a little bit more hectic. I won a free photo op for Ivana Lynch, you know, from Harry Potter. She's Luna Lovegood. Here's again where I gain those listeners back. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I love Harry Potter. Got a huge crush on Luna Lovegood. So I was happy to win that. Went through that line, went ahead and got that photo op. So that was pretty awesome. And then we checked out the Lord of the Rings trolls. They have these giant, like, from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, which was really awesome. And speaking of The Hobbit, we went to go to Billy Boyd's booth, which had a pretty awesome experience with him. Basically, I got called a liar by Billy Boyd because of my Apple Watch. So we went up to go say hi, you know, we just say, hey, you know, we're huge fans, we love the work they do. And he asked me about my Apple Watch. He's like, oh, do you like it? You know, I'm not even going to attempt his accents. You guys know I'm horrible at accents. I'm not going to try. He's got a delightful accent. So he asked me about it. He asked all the stuff that I could do with it. And I told him, you know, my fitness app is really great. I can take calls. And as soon as I said I can take calls on my Apple Watch, called me a liar. He said, you, sir, are a liar. And I'm like, no, hey, Billy Boyd, I'm not going to lie to you, man. You went to Mordor. You know, you fought evil. You're a hobbit. Why would I lie to you? So he asked Jesse to get out his phone and call me. So Jesse gets out his phone, gives me a call, and he's sitting there anxiously, just waiting. And then he says, give me your phone. Give me your phone. So he takes Jesse's phone, walks away from his booth, and I say, hi, is this Billy Boyd in my Apple Watch? And the guy fucking, he went, like, biggest smile I've ever seen on a hobbit's face. So it was funny, and we joked around, and they have these things called handlers. So his handler's like, oh, you know, I've been here the whole time, I have an Apple Watch, so that was awkward. But, you know, we walked around, and we saw a lot of, like, awesome things. There's, you know, some really great, Spaceballs costume, which I thought was this guy Spaceball, and Pizza the Hutt, which I thought was awesome. Ran into some past guests there, of course. And, you know, just all around, it was a really awesome experience. And, you know, that's the thing about Comic-Con, is they get better each year. And, you know, I fanboy out on a lot of situations. It's hard not to, but, you know, I can't wait for the next one. I'm really excited to see what guests they bring. But, I mean, by far, Robert Englund, Ivana Lynch was there, you know, Danny Trejo, some of the casts from Supernatural were there. We went to a Supernatural panel, which was pretty sweet. Tim did a John Hughes film kind of panel, which was really awesome, so that was a lot of fun. And, you know, overall, great experience, and I'm really excited to see what other guests. There were some guests I was really excited to go see, but didn't get a chance to. You've got two of the stars from Arrow were there. So, you know, so if you've never been to Salt Lake Comic Con, check it out. I mean, next time they should have one. Hopefully they'll do Fan X, and hopefully I can give you guys a recap on that. But I'm really excited for these interviews that you guys are going to listen to. First off is Jason David Frank, who was the Green Ranger. He's from the Power Rangers. And, you know, I'm 31. That was the shit back in the day. I loved that show. Green Ranger was my go-to. You know, he had his own little, Dragon Zord. He had the flute. It's badass. So that is going to be the first interview you guys are going to listen to. Me and Tim, we decided to tag team these. Again, I fanboy out. I fanboy out on these. Now, our second interview, I was super stoked to get this. It's John Schneider, who was Jonathan Kent in Smallville. And, you know, for those who know me, you know, who personally see me, I've got a huge, like, Smallville tattoo on my forearm. Some of the past guests who've come over have seen, like, my whole series collection of Smallville. Huge Smallville fan. He was also in Dukes of Hazzard. So it was really great speaking with him. We, you know, got some cool stuff about it. He talked about his experience on Curb Your Enthusiasm. We talked a little bit about Smallville. You know, joked around with him as well. And overall, it was a really awesome experience. You know, plus he also talked about a show he's been on since 2013, The Haves and the Have-Nots, on the OWN network, Oprah's network. So it was really cool. So I'm really excited for you guys to check these interviews out. So here they are.
My name is Tim Drake. I'm with the On The Mic podcast.
Christopher James. I'm with the Ari Sugar. Yeah, yeah. I'm just nerding out.
Yeah, yeah.
Green Ranger, always my favorite as a kid.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
So now this is what, your fourth time? Fourth time back now, or is it third?
I want to say third time, because I missed last year.
Okay.
So yeah, I want to say my third time back.
Okay, so I remember one of the times it was your birthday when they were here and they brought you the cake out on stage.
Yeah, my birthday's this weekend too, yeah.
So, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, that was not last year, but the year before.
So what is it that keeps bringing you back to the Salt Lake Convention particularly?
Like I was saying, I think it's a good balance between the cons. It's, you know, it's a big con, but it's not so big where you get lost like New York Comic Con or San Diego. It's a good combination of, you know, toys and, you know, collectible stuff, comics, actors, good cast, good lineup. And Dan's just a great guy, man. Like, Dan, yeah. The promoter's just a good guy. He walks around the floor, says hi to even the people that you think he, you know, there's never someone small enough to say hi. I'm the same way. Like, I'd say hi to the people that clean bathrooms, to the hi to the people that have millions. And to me, it doesn't make a difference what they do. If they treat me like a person, then I treat them nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dan's like that. Say hi, setups, everything's going great. So it's he's a good guy. And it just, you know, and last 2 years ago, I had a bit of an altitude sickness. So I don't feel like, even though it was a good show and I did great, I don't feel like I did 100% because I was like on IVs literally right behind stages and oxygen. Oh, wow. And I'd come out, so no one really knew that, but like I'm a professional, like I want to make sure like I can give it my all without like faking it and trying to smile. And sometimes people come up and you look like you're in a bad mood or you're this. I'm like, no, I'm fine, but I'm thinking, you know, man, you only knew.
Yeah. I'm just struggling to breathe right
now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, pretty much. So I'm back to give it my best this time, you know.
Awesome. So now that we've got the new Power Rangers movie that's coming out this next year, so are you looking forward to kind of seeing how they've changed the universe a little bit there? It seems like it's a little bit darker.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Really looking forward to that. We've got some good stuff next year. I'm working with Value Comics as well.
Okay.
Michael Rowe, I think I'm saying his name right, R-O-W-E, played Deadshot on Arrow. I'll be working with him. They've announced some of the cast members, Johnny Morrison, who played Johnny Mundo in Lucha Underground. Yeah. I'll be working with about six or seven of them, and we're working on a new series of Valiant, which is going to be great. A new project, undercover project, and it's going to be announced at the New York Comic Con. So I'm really put a lot of passion for that right now. And but can't wait for the movie too, man.
Yeah.
I think fans are going to be in for really good treats.
And they had all the helmets on display during San Diego Comic Con, and I was just geeking out as I walked up and was looking at them. I was just like, I kind of want one of those now.
Yeah, yeah, no, no kidding, yeah.
How do you feel like all the incarnations of the Power Rangers have been since you originally started?
Well, it's good. I mean, you know, I was the original, so, you know, I feel like Shatner's seen all the reboots happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I try to think I'm a Shatner of Power Rangers because that's usually what it is, you know, like the original one and seen there, it's been there, seen it all and stuff. I think it's great as long as it's captivating and people are talking and some like it, some don't like it. We're still out there. And we're all still relevant, but we choose our lives. Like, this is the cons that I do to this day. I don't take a parent's fees for them. If they want to buy stuff, cool. If they don't, I don't really care. I don't want to be on the corporate thumb of saying, you have to do this. I'm not like that. That's why I do a lot of solo shows. a lot of people can't keep up with me financially because I'll do it. I won't charge. You know what I mean? I don't want to make no one look bad, but that's just me. This is a hobby. If this is not a hobby and it's a job, I don't want to do it. So I try to keep everything a hobby. Fighting, skydiving, this, that, acting. Sweet. I try to keep everything a hobby, man. If not, it's just going to be too overbearing. And I never want to wake up and be like, oh, I got to go to work. This is not work for me.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep it as a hobby. Obviously, a lot of hard work going into it. That's because I'm a perfectionist. I want to make sure it's good, you know?
No, I feel
and it keeps it fun and it keeps it fresh for you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, and as a podcast, I do a movie recommendation podcast. I ask everybody, you know, what's their go-to recommendation? What would they recommend? The stuff they love in their free time, rewatches, stuff like that.
For TV shows and stuff?
For movies. Like, what would be some of your personal favorites?
Well, I'm more like... I think Bruce Campbell's a friend of mine, so I've been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. I've been watching that series. Robin's a friend of mine, so I've been watching The Gotham. And I think series right now, I like watching them, especially if I binge watch, then I can binge watch more than a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I have 6 hours, then I can binge watch everything, you know? the gangster movies too. I just love watching the gangster movies. You know, gangster, the to old school Donnie Brasco, to documentaries, to stuff. Just whatever I feel like that day that piques my interest.
Oh yeah.
You know, I turn it in, I'm like, cool. Tune in, like, I watch cartoon movies too, as long as it's good. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just whatever piques my interest at that time.
Yeah.
I go through so many different changes that I don't know. I might not feel like watching The Walking Dead. Maybe I'm in a lighter mood.
Yeah,
I mean, a funny movie, you know, so it really all depends. But lately I've been watching that. I was supposed to go to Bruce's house, so I wanted to make sure I watched all of his stuff. But I was going to go for my birthday, but it didn't work out this year. But I like to watch filming styles. And then I heard the thing called Something Strange is good. I have to watch that too.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. So it's going to be good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time
with
us.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, man.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Hello,
all right,
sir.
John.
What's going on?
Pretty good.
My name's Tim Drake. I host the On the Mic podcast.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I'm Christopher James.
Hey, Christopher.
I keep double shaking. It's like, fanboying.
Yeah, because he can, you know.
Yeah.
I steal the introduction and then,
yeah.
and then I leave him hanging.
Yeah.
Let's do it a third time.
Yeah, hey, why not? Hey, I feel so official. Shit.
What you got there?
So this is a Zoom recorder.
I love it.
It makes it nice and easy to do all these interviews out and about. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the little ambient mic on there, or do you have this one on there?
So I've got the little cross mic on there.
Yeah, I love it. Our movies all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You can Phantom Power.
That's,
plug what,
that's
mic
how
into
I started
it.
Using them. I was off of, was going to film school, and I was like,
you
these
don't
things
need
are
a mixer.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's nice to have one, but if you don't have one,
yeah,
that thing is fantastic.
So now, is this your first time at Salt Lake Comic Con?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, there's
been
so many.
I've never seen any. Well, but not like this. I was shocked.
Yeah, that was quite the press conference.
I thought we were
going to
be part of the halftime in a basketball game. I didn't know all those people were there for us.
You were doing count aesthetics beforehand.
Oh,
you ready
yeah,
for that half court shot?
You saw the sign way up there that said low.
Yeah.
Low overhang. I said, what? Oh, basketball. That's right. So what do you got?
So now, one of the things I have to ask you about, because I know you did an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've done a lot of improv in my days. What was your favorite thing about kind of working with Larry David in that group?
You know, he was a bit of a pompous prick.
There's nothing improv.
My favorite thing about working with Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm was when it was finally over.
that rough.
Just...
Because I know for a lot
he's
of
he's somebody that
like,
talks to him
go.
About.
Yeah.
Tell the guy to do, you know.
Oh yeah.
When
yeah,
you're
yeah.
standing right.
You
there.
Know, I was on television when he was not.
Yeah, when he was a child.
Well, no.
No, when he's still
fucker.
Going to.
Yeah. No. By all means,
he's an old dude.
I'm a comedian.
No,
smart.
It was a. It was an odd experience.
Yeah.
I would not say it was a. You know, I spent time with Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall is a delightful human, God rest his soul, a delightful human being. who apparently had no idea he was Gary Marshall.
I think I heard right? Mark Maron say the same thing.
Yeah. And Larry David is fully aware at all times that he is Larry David.
Yes.
And I don't care. So there.
Yeah. I'd say one
torch
thing.
That bridge gladly.
Yes.
I'd say one thing, not only the you know, the reunion, but also I'm a huge Smallville fan too.
Well, and Smallville, I think, is the crown jewel of all the Superman Enterprise.
Oh, yes,
really,
for sure.
And you made like an amazing Jonathan Kent. Probably the only person I could see as Jonathan Kent on that show.
You know, Kevin Costner told me the same thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
I'm a gullible fanboy. Damn you, John.
He would have if he, you know, if he had the opportunity.
Well, he fucking should have. Is what
he
I mean.
Should have.
And
no, he did. He did as best as he could. He just didn't know the character that well.
Yeah. And it was awesome seeing you, like, from, you know, season one all the way to season, you know, 10. And I know with the...
There was a slow period
there
when it turned into Super Friends.
Yeah, yeah. It was. But it was amazing to see you back on the final episode. I mean, that whole, like, always remember Smallville line. It's
always so, hold on to Smallville.
Oh, fuck. I fanboyed it.
Got to get it right. Yeah. Got to get it right. Always hold on to Smallville. Yeah, I handed Clark Kent the suit.
Yeah.
The cape, the suit. And I'm so honored to be that guy. And it was such a delight that Miles and Al, who created Smallville, who wrote Smallville, went with the notion that Clark could not, or would not rather, become Superman without the blessing of his parents, yes, but more specifically his father.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic.
Yeah, and the
that
on-screen
was groovy.
Chemistry.
I'm reading his shirt.
That was better than staring at my tits. Oh,
yeah,
that works.
Well, yeah, well.
From time to time, it happens to
stop looking at my eyes. My tits are down here.
Yeah. Me, you're John Schneider. Why not?
Why not?
Look away. I've always just loved the chemistry between you and Tom Welling on screen as well.
Sure. Oh, yeah. We had great... Sorry, I got to put that up there. You can't hardly see it. We had great chemistry on screen, but sadly, he got me involved in golf, so I'm really not sure that I'm... that I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
No, I love Tom. It was great.
Yeah.
Tom Welling, Tom Wopat. I can't get away from the TW. Not the CW, the TW.
Oh, yeah. There
right?
And I'm so happy to see you here. Like, so excited to come to your booth and have you sign stuff. And
cool.
One thing is I got this
I see
this
that.
Year. And
that's fantastic.
As soon as I saw you here, I was like, oh, Josh Snyder's here. Jonathan Kent's here.
I love
yeah.
that.
So I got this. It says Savior.
It says always hold on to Smallville.
Yeah. I make sure to get the quote right before
yeah.
I got it.
Not sometimes hold on to Smallville, or if it's convenient, hold on to Smallville.
That's true.
Always.
Always.
Hold on to Smallville.
Yeah, and it's been a show that I watch once a year, all the
it's
way through.
It's a great
through.
Show.
Oh, I love it.
It's a great, great show.
Yeah, and awesome. I'm so happy to see you here for the Dukes
Thank
of Hazzard
you.
Reunion, too. It's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a Dukes of Hazzard reunion.
Yeah.
That's true. It
yeah.
seems a little outdated to me. You know, I'm on a show every Tuesday night called The Haves and Have Nots. Number one cable show on Tuesdays, yes. But does anybody mention that? No.
But now it's been mentioned.
Yes.
Well, I have to.
We can tell
I shouldn't be the one that mentions that. I shouldn't be the one that mentions that all the time. It's odd. I have to fight for that. I had a National Enquirer call me about the flood. And the Globe called me about the flood. My studio, inundated, devastated, lost everything. And I said, there's only one request I have. I said, I want you to put John Schneider from Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have Nots. In the title somewhere. Oh, no, we can't do that. I mean, you can't do that. It's on every Tuesday night. Why? Tyler Perry is the most prolific television writer, I think, perhaps in the history.
And when he's not Madea, he's a great actor.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we have Tyler and Oprah Winfrey. These are some pretty good names.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you want to say... Former TV star from the Dukes of Hazzard. I am not a former TV star. Damn it.
You're current TV star.
Damn it, Jim. I'm not a current TV star. That's right. So anyway, that's my lament. We can't fix it.
I will lead the masses to fix it.
Please do.
I will.
Please, please do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
My
we
pleasure. You
it.
Guys take care.
Yeah, thanks so much.
See you at the booth.
Yes, cannot wait.
All right.
And there you guys go. Again, I had a lot of fun with Tim Drake interviewing Jason David Frank and Jonathan Schneider. So huge thanks to both of them. And again, huge thanks to Tim Drake from the On the Mic podcast for doing those interviews with me. Be sure to follow Jason David Frank on Twitter at JD FFFN, and follow Jonathan Schneider on Twitter at John_Schneider. And also check out the show on the OWN Network, The Have and the Have Nots. Check that out. It's a really awesome show. I mean, again, you know, we got Tyler Prairie writing for it, as you heard in the interview. So check those out. You can follow, of course, Tim at Tim Drake, and then follow him at On the Mic Podcast and check out his podcast. Also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/trustyournerds, on Twitter at trustyournerds, and if you have a movie recommendation or a theme, feel free to email us at trustyourmovienerds@gmail.com. And of course, you guys know we've got the coasters merch, got some really cool merch coming up, and also the website. We got the website coming up pretty soon. Huge thanks once again to Comic-Con for having us there, letting us you know, be press and be part of the event. It was a lot of fun. And of course, you know, next week I want to give you guys a little you know, insight of what's going on in next week's episode. As I mentioned, me, Tim Drake, and Jesse Prince Knight went to LA, and we did a really awesome episode outside of the Charlie Chaplin House, which is now the Jim Henson Studios. So look for that on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play next week. And of course, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes. It's really, you know, great when we see those reviews. We greatly appreciate it, and you know, it helps the podcast out. So why not? Go ahead and do that for us. I've been your host, Christopher James. Have a great night.